Hello, and welcome to the Rhythm of the Seasons podcast. This is a spiritually connected conversation on the cyclical nature of women's journey. This is accompanied by a curated musical playlist created in coherence with this podcast for each passing season. The seasonal playlist features female vocalists and serves as an anchor for our shared experience through each of the cycles, from the hormonal waves of our moon cycles to the darkening days and blooming of flowers of the seasonal changes around us. Each episode of the Rhythm of the Seasons podcast features self-care rituals and a meditation to support the web of women listening and inspire us to embrace each season of life open-heartedly. Let's begin with some intention and prayer. Close down your eyes, maybe put a hand on your heart. I would like to recognize that we are here on sacred land of the Ocheti Sekoan. I am grateful to my many ancestors who came before me in order to grant me the privilege to be here and serving in this way. I am grateful to this earth and the abundance that has provided me, sending a prayer of peace to all of those who are suffering. Finally, may you receive the messages you need to hear today. Today's episode is about the season of spring, and I'm very excited to be talking about this because there are many women right now who are experiencing this spring in the Northern Hemisphere. This brings so much energy and rejuvenation to our physical bodies and the world around us. It just gives us an opportunity to explore what this season in our life might feel like. The seasons of our lives
reflect the seasons of our planet.
Now, I want to be clear.
We are complex human beings.
Seasons of our life can take place in different areas of our life. So you may be experiencing a season of spring when it comes to your career or your physical wellness. Simultaneously, you may be experiencing a wintering in other aspects of your life, such as romantic relationships or parenting. Your overall season may be in total coherence, and you might be experiencing a spring season, a summer season, winter or fall season of your life. This could be anywhere from a month to a year to multiple years, even a decade.
I can speak to this right now as I am coming out of a pretty consuming wintering season that affected many areas of my life for what felt like years.
That season was challenging and required me to step out of my comfort zone in so many ways that were painful, unpleasant, and really eye-opening. There was a lot of shedding during that season, taking stock of where I was and where I wanted to be. Looking at the pieces of me that I wasn't proud of, that I wanted to shift and embrace, this really helped me grow in a lot of ways that were unexpected. I'm so grateful for that time because I now feel more steady on my feet. I feel curious. I feel wonder. I feel energized. This rejuvenation is what I'm talking about coming into the spring season of life. You may not be in this season. So if this episode is not resonating with you, just know that's okay. You can come back to it another time. If you're feeling like maybe you might be experiencing a winter season, go ahead and check out my pilot episode for this podcast.
We are not all experiencing the same thing at the same time. For instance,
I was recently talking to my friend who is experiencing some transition and it's really exciting. I'm so proud of her. I just know that she is entering a summer phase of her life. With all of the skills she has gathered in their spring, I just know she's going to have a very fulfilled next era.
As we are settling into this idea of season changes in our life, we can reflect on where we are. For me, I'm really resonating with the spring season, which is why I am creating. I have so many projects. It is a challenge for me to bring my energy to focus in on what I want to prioritize. Because I have so many projects that are creative and interesting to me, that feel expansive and are offering a lot of opportunities to grow, I am finding myself steadying my feet, anchoring into a values and purpose-driven life. To do this, I needed to identify what these are for me. Digging into your values is important work because it sets the foundation for progress and resilience. Knowing your core values helps to make decisions that are aligned with who you want to be and how you want to curate your life. Purpose-driven living, you really need to dive into what your special skills and characteristics are, how you bring those to coherence with your identity.
Then consider,
how can you offer them out into the world?
As you are preparing to share outward, consider that we are living in a masculine design society where we have generally accepted that our successes are defined by the level of our actions and achievements towards the final result of our goals. Be mindful here because your value is not tied to the final destination. Really find that value by coming back to your core beliefs, your core values, and whether or not you are living accordingly.
This is a perfect place to start. What are your core values?
What speaks to the essence of your beingness?
I would recommend this as your self-care this week. Write down what your 3 to 5 core values are. What are the ways you want to show up in the world?
If you're unsure where to begin, start by reviewing your greatest accomplishments, those moments of your life that were the most meaningful to you, and pay attention to the stories of women around you. What stories are inspiring you? What is it about these stories that is calling to you? What is it about these women and how they're showing up in the world is asking for you to do the same?
Right now is the perfect time to begin writing these down or even putting them in a voice text to yourself. I invite you to stop whatever you're doing right now. Pause this and begin to brainstorm. When you have these accessible to you, anytime that you're needing to make a decision about where to move next on opportunities coming your way, how to prioritize your time, even how to meet resistance or conflict with compassion, this list will provide you with a foundation that nourishes you during times of change, that allows for you to welcome the uncomfortable because you know who you are. You've identified the way you want to experience this world. You've practiced lifestyle design from a place of discernment. As you're taking the time to do this, you are claiming your moral roots, practicing in live action scenarios in your everyday life, and strengthening these values and underlying ways of being for the undeniable growth that comes with the spring seasons of life. This base underneath you is important because spring is not always straightforward and easy. It is a transitional time, and you never know quite how you're going to be feeling because you're moving forward and making progress. You're also reflecting how far you've come, what new lessons you want to integrate from your wintering season. Even how to meet resistance or conflict with compassion instead of judgment. Spring can be very messy. I'm just thinking about my physical space and the progression from winter to spring. As spring starts to blossom in my home and in my yard, I notice that there's a certain layer of dust that has fallen over everything. There's piles of mulchy leaves that have been sitting since fall. Then there are these rainy, cloudy days, sometimes 5 days in a row without any sun in the middle of springtime. It's supposed to be all happy and sunny and warming up, and the flowers are supposed to bloom in a linear way with first the pasque flowers, then the daffodils, tulips, iris. My reality is that's not exactly how it works where I live. There's always a chance of snow, even the last week of May. And that snow comes whether or not those flowers are prepared for it. When we apply the seasons of our surroundings to the seasons of our life, it's going to be important during the spring season that you remember, even with all of the progress and movement forward, there's still the possibility of temporary regressions where the challenges of your winter season return for a short time. But the seasons do keep changing, so have patience with yourself during this time. I want to share with you a metaphor, the cycle of a butterfly, and how it relates to the human experience. And the feeling of being disheveled, like in the spring season. You may be familiar with this metaphor. A young egg evolving into a curious caterpillar, going into the chrysalis, completely letting go of what was once there in order to reorganize, emerging as a beautiful creature. A butterfly flows and explores the world around it, the sweetness of flowers. Before we begin the creation process, leaving the eggs for the next cycle. This is such a beautiful metaphor. I think we all love the idea of magically transforming into a butterfly. However, if you can zoom in to a part of this that resonates with the springtime, you would find the beauty and you'd also find a little bit of the ugly. I heard this recently about this cycle. If you could peek inside a chrysalis, you would see a rotting, decaying caterpillar. Transformation consists almost entirely of decay before the new growth. I think this is important to notice as we move through the spring season, the season of transformation and transition. Yes, there are going to be moments of beautiful blossoms opening. And yes, there are going to be moments of total decay. These two components can happen and do happen simultaneously. And you are strong enough to hold space for both at the same time. With these two opposing
components of spring, you may feel a rise of anxiety related to the numerous opportunities, the vast unknown of the spring. What I recommend is always coming back to that value and purpose-driven life. From there, shift your mindset a bit from anxiety to positive anticipation. This allows the same emotion to move through you in a way that is easy, relaxed, and trusting. Nobody tells the seeds when to begin sprouting. They do so naturally. Nobody tells the grass when to begin changing green. It does so naturally. All of the elements needed for nature's spring to bloom is with ease, trust, flow, and totally natural. This is how I want to approach my spring season. I'm releasing the pressures on myself to achieve in any given timeline. I'm releasing the pressures on myself to know what the next move is. I'm releasing the urge to control the outcome. I'm relaxing into the process. I'm trusting that everything is working out in my favor. And I'm leaning in to this feeling of excitement that something big is happening. Spring can be a beautiful time of growth, learning, meeting new people, new opportunities appearing out of seemingly nowhere, allies showing up at your side, mentors, doors opening where there used to not be any doors. Spring is a time of releasing and letting go. It's a time of thinning out the pieces of you that do not serve you and your values and your purpose. It is a time of observation of the beauty unfolding around you. Bring in gratitude. Bring in playfulness. Allow your creativity to flow through you. The creativity and power that you have to choose the life you want to experience. Root down, rise up, open your heart, open your eyes, and be open to what is coming to you. When you identify that you are in a spring season of life, this allows for you to tap into your courage and bravery. And even when you begin to second guess yourself or question whether or not this is the path forward, you will be able to rework your outdated beliefs so that you can move forward on what is meant for you. So you're often recalibrating, shifting, letting go, you're growing more, reworking, forgiving, and healing all at the same time as you are getting clarity and direction. You're getting a new awareness on the tasks ahead. You're embracing your emerging self. Tap into this surge of energy. Use the momentum to step out of your comfort zone and explore your personal growth cycle. Let's enter into a meditation. If you're driving, give yourself permission to pull over, park your car, and find a comfortable seat. If you're at home, find a place to either stand, sit, or lie down, or a restorative yoga pose. Pause this audio so that you can get yourself nice and comfortable. The meditation is best using headphones. Let's get into our bodies. Notice where your breath is. How is this moving through your body? Breathe in through your nose. Let it out with a sigh. Breathe in. Let it out with a sigh. Continue this practice as you remember all that you've been through that has brought you to this point, right here, right now. Breathe in. Let it all out. You are exactly where you need to be. Breathe that in. Breathe it out. I am here for now. I am here for now. How does this feel to breathe in? I am here for now. Continue to breathe in and out through your nose. Let the breath move through your body with ease. You don't need to effort. You don't need to push. Let go of the control of your breath. Let your body do what is natural. Let your body do what is easy. Allow yourself to relax into the sounds of this meditation. Relax the muscles moving from the top of your head. Relax your forehead. Relax the areas around your eyes. Your brow. Release the tension in your jaw. Your throat. Your shoulders relaxing, sinking into the support of the earth. Relaxing your arms down to your wrists, the palms of your hands, and your fingers. Your heart. The sides back of your ribs. Relaxing now your abdomen, the organs within. Relaxing into your hips, your pelvis, relaxing your buttocks. Your legs, your knees, your calves, relax your ankles, your feet, your toes. There is nothing you need to do right now. Bring your attention to your imagination. Imagine you are floating above your body, floating through space, bringing yourself to a beautiful spot in the forest, letting yourself drop down gently here. You begin to explore your surroundings. You notice the area is in transition. Some green is beginning to emerge from the dormancy of a cold winter. As you move slowly across the forest floor, you find a flower. One of the first blooms of the season. The flower invites you to pick it, and you lift it to your heart. As the flower touches your chest, you feel hope moving through your body, surrounding your heart space with love, positive anticipation, and hope. Visualize this sphere expanding from your heart, filling your chest in every direction. It's expanding now, even farther, surrounding you with safety, with comfort, with trust. The beauty and courage of this flower surround you now. Feel this hope travel through every cell of your body. Let the cells be rejuvenated. They are being fueled and fed. integrating and accepting the wonderful changes and opportunities now. You feel gratitude to the natural processes for gifting you this beautiful flower. You gently return the flower to the forest floor and feel yourself returning to your body. Begin to notice the sensations in your body. Notice how the breath is coming in. Can you feel the sensation of the earth underneath you? The temperature of the air around you? What do you smell? What do you hear? When you're ready, gently open your eyes. Notice what you can see. Begin to move your body gently and slowly. There's no rush. Thank yourself for taking this time. Wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a big hug. Thank you for listening today. I'm so grateful to be able to be here and to be able to share this adventure. I'm grateful to the women in my life and my community and all that they've been through to be able for me to be here now. If you enjoyed listening today to the Rhythm of the Seasons podcast spring episode, please share it with a lovely lady in your life. Remember to listen to the accompanying and supporting musical playlist that pairs with this episode. The theme of spring, songs full of hope and rejuvenation coming through. The voices of female vocalists who you know have experienced this season of life themselves. Enjoy jamming out to this all spring long. Peace and prosperity to you. May you have a beautiful day. And remember that many loving hands surround you now.